The head of the Irish Professional Footballers Players Union has said that the legacy of the World Cup in Qatar, with the World Cup beginning this weekend, that the legacy should be the decriminalisation of homosexuality in that country. In the build-up to the World Cup, Qatar has been criticised for its stance on same-sex relationships and on its human rights record. From Doha, our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue reports.
And let me repeat it clearly. Everyone will be welcomed to the tournament, regardless of their origin, background, religion, gender, sexual orientation, or nationality.
FIFA President Gianni Infantino. But the reality on the ground in Qatar is that homosexuality is illegal and same-sex relationships and even public displays of affection are frowned upon.
For me, the world has changed and football has changed the world. It's the world's game, and I think there's no reason why football shouldn't be the reason why Qatar needs to open up and look at what's going on around the world and be part of a movement that really they're behind the times.
Stephen McGuinness is head of the Players' Union in Ireland, and their international body, FIFPro, have asked for clear messages about inclusivity to come out of this World Cup.
There is a feeling from the players that their voice, they want their voice to be heard. I think they find that with FIFA and with UEFA at times, that their voice is used at times when it suits the big governing bodies. And I think there's a groundswell of support in relation to LGBT there should be a legacy left from Qatar. And the legacy left from Qatar should be that that the criminalisation of LGBT, the legacy should be that goes, that should be gone.
Jamie Farley is secretary of the Dublin Devils, an LGBT plus inclusive football club that welcomes anyone who loves football.
Well, you see the likes of Harry Kane wanting to wear the Pride armband. I mean, that's a nice touch, adds visibility, but I think what's important is this World Cup is seen as a turning point. So it doesn't just stop when the World Cup final ends. Players need to go back into their dressing room, set an example for gay players to come out. They should condemn homophobic chanting. They should put pressure on their clubs, their sponsors, to do more for the LGBT community. Reach out to advocacy groups, LGBT groups, meet LGBT fans, just to increase visibility and encourage more participation in football. For these players doing it, it's not exactly much jeopardy for them. You know, they're not going to get into trouble. They're not going to lose their livelihoods. They're not going to get arrested, like fans may, or certainly like local Qataris might.
But this World Cup has seen calls for a boycott, and leaves people like Jamie with a dilemma.
You know, obviously football fans, we want to enjoy the World Cup. Every 4 years, World Cup's a great occasion for us. But I think, especially the gay community, feel this World Cup is really tainted.
Qatar insists that everyone is welcome at this World Cup. The Emir Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani sees the tournament as a great opportunity.
We will not stop anybody from coming, visiting and enjoying the football. But I want also everybody to come and understand and enjoy also the culture, to see different cultures as well. We all live in one planet, but each of us have different cultures. We welcome everybody, but also we expect and we want people to respect our culture.
That report from Doha by our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue. It's a minute to nine.